This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There have been two arrests this morning in connection with the sniper investigation. Police in Frederick County, Maryland, took two men into custody. Late last night, Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose issued this notice.
A federal arrest warrant has been issued for John Allen Muhammad, also known as John Allen Williams. The warrant alleges violation of federal firearms laws. This charge is not related to the recent shootings being investigated by the Montgomery County Task Force. We believe that Mr. Muhammad may have information material to our investigation.
NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Larry, who's been arrested and why?
Good morning, Bob. Well, two men, one named John Allen Muhammad, the other John Malvo. It does appear that it's been confirmed that these two men, the men that Chief Moose mentioned, have in fact been arrested. We don't know why. As Chief Moose said, there seems to be an implication here that they are somehow involved in the case, that they might have information. He went to great trouble to say that, or to indicate that these are not the shooters, but they appear to have very important information. Apparently two people, an employee of a rest stop on I-70 and somebody who was visiting there, noticed this car sitting by the side of the road and saw two men asleep in there and called local police, and they arrested them without any apparent incident. We don't know exactly who these people are, but we have gotten some information. John Allen Muhammad was stationed at a fort out in Tacoma, Washington, and as you know, there's been a lot of activity going on in Tacoma, Washington. Police were searching a home last night, possibly in connection with the shootings.
It was a most interesting evening. Chief Moose also sent this message to a person who is communicating with police and may be the sniper.
We understand that you communicated with us by calling several different locations. Our inability to talk has been a concern for us, as it has been for you. You have indicated that you want us to do and say certain things. You asked us to say, quote, "We have caught a sniper like a duck in a noose," end quote. We understand that hearing us say this is important to you.
Well,
it's starting to read like a very strange film script at some point. Again, the police have been communicating with somebody we know at least since Saturday night shooting. That was a shooting in Ashland, Oregon, Ashland, Virginia, pardon me, where the victim survived. A note was found left behind at the scene requesting the police get in touch with this person or allow him to get in touch with them. He's been leaving phone numbers, using public phones. There was an arrest made when somebody else used the same public phone, so police have been following these leads back, trying to find the shooter, but apparently that hasn't worked. Those messages have been interrupted by difficulties in communication. The shooter apparently wanted a secure way to talk, and some newspapers have reported that he tried to get through on the tip line and was unable to, and that other notes that were left behind at a shooting on Monday morning in Montgomery County, Maryland, complained of his inability to get through to police. Now, again, we're seeing that police Chief Moose is telling this person that he wants to establish contact, and he's delivering the messages that this person has apparently requested, but he clearly doesn't understand exactly what he's doing. Other reports have indicated that one of those notes also asked for $10 million. So somebody is either playing a very dangerous game with the police, or the sniper is playing games with the police and maybe somehow offering to give himself up at some point.
NPR's Larry Abramson.